In Darfur, violence is increasing. The situation has been deteriorating since a May peace deal between the government and one of the region's rebel groups. The UN's head of peacekeeping, Jean-Marie Guehenno, believes dispatching more troops will prove pointless unless all sides show political will.
So long as the politics of Darfur are what they are, with the fragmentation of rebel movements, then more and more military operations launched by both sides, no force will be able to make a real difference. So it's very important to get the politics right.
Getting the politics right, however, is tough. At recent talks in Ethiopia, Sudan agreed to a so-called hybrid force, thousands of extra African Union troops with UN financial and logistical support. But countries including the United States, which has labeled the Darfur situation genocide, want Sudan to allow in UN soldiers from outside Africa. But an American specialist on African affairs, Kurt Young, says the impasse can only be broken by Sudan's Security Council allies, China and Russia.
Although you may have a new agreement this time, we'll call it a hybrid, the forces on the ground hasn't changed. The dynamics in the international community hasn't changed. China and Russia still speak to Sudan in a supportive way, to say it quite mildly. Certainly China and Russia would maintain any veto power within the institution that could perhaps limit any meaningful UN involvement that can grow out of this hybrid agreement.
China is playing a central role in facilitating talks on Darfur. The UN says Beijing and others must demand assurances that an African Union force in Darfur can be effective. And even if future talks do succeed in stopping the fighting, the UN Jean-Marie Guehenno warns deploying troops will take time.
It would take several months in the best of cases, because it's still, it would be a huge deployment in the most difficult part of Africa, completely landlocked, no infrastructure, it's an enormous challenge. It's a much greater challenge, let's say, than Lebanon. I mean, Lebanon, there's infrastructure, it's on the coast, it's easy. Darfur is one of the most difficult places where the UN would ever have to deploy.
But far from being near to deployment, the UN is now evacuating its international staff from Darfur because of intensifying violence. More than 200,000 people have been killed since 2003, and experts like Kurt Young say the region is in freefall.
We are beginning to see other factors beginning to sort of make the issue even more complicated. Questions of the region being a breeding ground for terrorists and al-Qaeda-related factions and what have you, which themselves would retard any type of involvement in the international community. We can't talk about this hybrid process and the Darfur without addressing these very, very real and salient issues on the ground.
The violence in Darfur has spilled over into neighboring Chad and the Central African Republic, and 6 million people face the prospect of starvation. Outgoing UN Secretary General Kofi Annan presided over UN peacekeeping operations during the 1994 Rwandan genocide, and now faces the very real prospect of retiring from the world body, with the possibility of an even worse situation unfolding in Darfur. Steve Mort for VOA News, Addis Ababa.